Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
So funny. All right. Well, now that we are past episode 500, I guess it's only going to get better from here.
Yes.
Still with the original intro. Anyway, this was a fascinating question that was submitted. So let's listen in.
Hi, my name is Justin, and I'm wondering if a need necessitates a call. My wife and I and our four children moved to an agricultural area, and we cannot find a biblically balanced church for ourselves to call home. A nearest church that would fit us and align with our beliefs is about 40 minutes away and out of the community. So I'm wondering if we should start one here. I have a ministry background, theological degree. I used to travel and speak. We did that for about 10 years. But over the last 5 years, I've been in business and have done some work for others. But I'm wondering if now, since we cannot find a church, if we should be the ones to start a church. Does the need necessitate a call? Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that's a fascinating question.
It is a fascinating question. And like so many questions, I want to dig in with him individually and ask a couple questions, because he says there's not a biblically balanced church, but I'm wondering where he is theologically and what he means by biblically balanced. Would be my first question. It is like, so we had a stance at McLean that we wouldn't go into a neighborhood or within, you know, so many miles or whatever of a Bible preaching, Bible believing, you know, church. Now, there were plenty of places we went where there was already a church. But for instance, I found an incredible location in Capitol Hill, but it was only a couple blocks away from Cat Bat. And I was, you know, we just couldn't. So when I went to see it and I saw like what the action, cause I got like a hot tip kind of thing. And so I went, I go down and see it, and then I'm like, all right, I'm going to walk this neighborhood and see what it, you know, see what's around. And I'm like, oh no, there's Capitol Hill Baptist. I can't come here. Just by the way that we did it. So, man, that's my caveat. And then I have a bunch of opinions after that. So where would you start?
Yeah, there's, I would agree with that too. That's important. Now the other thing is there's that sense of, okay, is there another Bible preaching church close by? But also there's that sense of how dense is that neighborhood or is that area of the city? So if it's incredibly dense, then yeah, another church might be there, but there's a need because it's so incredibly dense. And even if you had 1% or 5% of the people in that area, like how many churches would you need to be able to fit, or how many seats would you need to be able to fit 1 to 5% or even more of that area? So that's something on more of a practical standpoint, I would say.
Right.
But I think honestly, there's his question, and he was pretty clear about it. Does the need necessitate a call? And I think the need is one component of it, but it cannot be the driving force to plant a church, because there are needs everywhere. And if a need is the driving force around whether or not you plant a church, well, I mean, you are going to be moving, you are going to be doing ministry in so many ways that there's not going to be a clear focus, because needs will continue to come up. There will always be more needs than there are opportunity or then there is time to be able to meet them, even, you know, especially for one church. So really in Planting Missional Churches, Ed and I wrote a chapter on how to discern that and what does a church planter look like. And there are wirings, there are commitments, there are different things that you need to work through, and assessments. And actually New Churches has an assessment in and around that too. Just go to, I believe it's newchurches.com/CPCA. Let me just double check. newchurches.com/CPCA. And once you go there, you'll actually be able to see an incredible statistically validated assessment to know whether or not you're called, whether or not you have the gifting to plant a church. But beyond that, right, there's the need, there's the gifting side of it all. But then there's also that sense, and the assessment is really going to help you know if you have the gifting toward it. But then there's that whole sense of, have you fasted? Have you prayed? Have you committed this to prayer? Is your family on the same board? Are others who know you, who are praying for you, are they sensing the same thing? So there is that sense where it's not just a mathematical decision. You really do need to commit this to God and experience that sense of call. Is God actually calling you to this?
So here's my two cents on this one. It for me, I would say, given who he is, who his background, his theological training, and all of that, like, there is no reason for you to not at least start a Bible study. First of all, from just a leading your family standpoint, you've got to be involved in some type of biblical community. Now, as far as what church is, we all know what the church looked like, or we don't, we kind of know. Sorry. I don't want to open up a big can of worms debate here. But all I'm saying is, you know, what we think of as a church or a church plant is interesting. I mean, think about Josh Gagnon and, you know, what he ended up doing up in New England. It sounds a little bit kind of similar in the storyline of, hey, I started a small group and now they're at like six campuses all over the East Coast. And in Connecticut, if I remember right, or maybe it was New Hampshire. But anyway, the big point is that's not an easy place to plant a church either. And that's what happened. So from my perspective, I'm like, man, God is obviously giving you some amazing experiences and education and gifting. So I would say that is a poor stewardship of your life if you're not pouring into some biblical community in some way. So either
Todd, I love that.
Or at least start a Bible study.
Yeah, no, I love that. I forget who said it, but there's that sense of, hey, you can start a church but not have disciples, or you can make disciples and then you'll have a church. So I think there's that sense of definitely take a church planner assessment. I mean, that for sure. And you can just go to newchurches.com/CPCA for that. Do that, see your gifting, commit it to prayer, commit to fasting. But beyond all that, start discipling. Pray for persons of peace, evangelize, and reach out to your neighbors and pray for others and begin discipling. And at a minimum, it doesn't matter whether you are formally going to start a church or not, just make disciples as you are seeking God's direction and will in terms of a calling and in terms of whether or not you want to actually formally plant a church or not. But really, just start making disciples. Make disciples, make disciples, and let God lead you from there.
Good, man.
All right. What were some of your other thoughts that you were thinking about?
Well, I mean, you know, I just really want to sit down with the guy. So DM me on Twitter and we'll talk. Because there's other questions that I do want to. The big question for me is, what do you mean by a biblically balanced church? So that still is stuck into my head of, you know, it you obviously have strong opinions, or it wouldn't be an all or nothing. Because as a person who, you know, has been an executive pastor, I can tell you it's really hard for me to go to anybody's church because I don't run it. And so I'm always going to find something that I don't exactly jive with, or I wish they would do a different way, or have opinions on everything from signage to their egress. But that's how I'm wired. And so if you're used to preaching and leading and doing all these things, sometimes you just have to submit yourself to say, okay, this is not perfect and I'm not in charge. But I need to handle myself in such a way that I lead my family well in, being part of a biblical community. And even what I say to my wife and what I say to my children needs to be measured, because criticism is not a spiritual gift. And so we just need to be really careful, especially with our children and with our wives, that we don't turn them off towards something that could help them to grow. Is it perfect? Yeah. No. Are we in charge? No. Do I want to change? Fill in the blank. Yes. But at the same
time, so good.
It's part of what I need to do to grow as a leader at this time, is submit myself to that.
Those are really good questions, especially if you are trained theologically too, or have done that. Because, there definitely is that sense. I can't put it better than the way you put it, Todd. But I think there is that sense of humility to even say, and we're not saying, Justin, that you're not that way. That's partially why Todd's saying he wants to have a follow-up conversation with you. Because honestly, there is that sense of, what does it look like for us to be a part of a local church and help them become more biblically balanced or based, or however you put it, Justin? How do we be a part of that? Because we are all a part of the body of Christ. I know for Christina and I, when we moved to Nashville, and honestly, like 30-minute drive, you could, I mean, there are the number of churches in Nashville that are absolutely incredible within a 30-minute drive is absolutely insane. Yet for us, our number one value as men, we want to be local. We want to be neighborhood focused. We want to be missional and in where we want to be able to be close enough to our church that we can invite others to there and see others in our community and be able to bump into them at the grocery store. And we want it to be local in that sense. And yeah, I mean, no church is perfect, but we were a part of a church, and we were a part of shaping that church and being a part of that church as we just humbly submitted to the leadership and began serving there. It was neat to see how God began using us in that context.
Yeah. I hope he calls one of us, because I'd like to find out more. I'm curious about this one. I'm like,
yeah, for sure.
Just that, you know, hey, you're dispensational, or hey, you're what's the I don't know. Where's he drawing the line of I can't do that. I can't go there.
Yeah, that's good. Well, thanks again for listening into the New Church's Q&A podcast. If you have a question like Justin's, or any other question around church planning, multi-site, multiplication, leadership, discipleship, church ministry, just be sure to send that in. Our mission at New Churches is all about serving you and helping you make disciples and multiplying. So thanks again for listening in. To submit that question, just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches. That's speakpipe.com/newchurches if you're on your mobile device. Or you can go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. And we would love to answer your question on a future episode. All right, thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.